I have left you a gift. Happy holiday. The note left on your door is a strange one. From the spiky black handwriting right down to the wording. You take it with you inside and close the door behind. Setting it down on your counter, you take stock of the room. Same apartment as always, comfortable couch, kitchen island and a box. A box all in black, with golden ribbon, sitting on the counter. The outside appears vaguely textured and has numerous lines in a pattern which spirals inward, right angles forming the corners, creating a maze with only one direction, turning right at the corner and right at the corner. You run your fingers over the very fine texture. It's almost a work of art in its own right. Despite the lines appearing raised, the exterior is smooth to the touch. Completely flat, smooth, frictionless. It isn't really the season for pranks, and you find it funny when you try to lift the books and cannot. It doesn't lift, it doesn't rise. But the lid is not as textureless and is easily hoisted up. Once you take one part of the gold ribbon, silky, soft, smooth, in hand and pull, tug, untie. The whole thing comes away neatly, and you let it fall in a little pile on the counter. Then lift the lid and reveal the interior. The inside of the box is grey and black. The labyrinth is reflected there too, all right angles and square corridors winding inward, inward. There are turns in there, and there is a clear entry point. In, through the little gap at the exterior, and along the first corridor of the design, trending ever inward. Corridor 1, and then a 90-degree turn, so you turn right. Corridor 2, and then a 90-degree turn, so you turn right. Corridor 3, and then a 90-degree turn, so you turn right. You walk shorter along each passage, each time, because the concentric squares trend ever and ever inward. Further inward, deeper into the maze. This is when you notice, in the center of the bottom of the box, and you notice it only because it breaks that perfect pattern, the pattern perfected, difficult to drag your awareness away, cool and dark. In a transparent grain wrapper is a chocolate. You peel its wrapper, more to get it out of the way than anything else, and try it. Dark night starbursts more inlaid with wail than light. Your mind is wrapped up in grain light. The mint bursts over your tongue. The taste of the chocolate slides into you. You swallow, swallow. Swallow up your mind and sensation. Solar up your thoughts. Delicious sweetness, which permeates like a lover's caress, like the stuff of dreams well laid upon your psyche, cuddled close, adored. You are prepared to adore the way you feel, softly spread and subsumed. You wish you were naked to feel this more, wish you were bare. Bare, bared, hands, the impression of them, your body is bare, you're standing bare, and without touching, a throb enters your body, a throb constant, heady, steady, and you go back to the corridors of the maze, on the inside of the books. The outside should be the same, should look the same, but for some reason it is only the labyrinth within that you follow. Walk along one corridor, a straight line right to the corner of the diagram, followed by a turn. Something touching so lightly, so gently, strapping away. You feel hands kneading your shoulders, dissolving the busy nature of a long day. The evening is here, and the only thing you need to do is be present. Whispering seduction. The touch of a thin, tapered tendril ribbing behind your ears, striking, licking, sucker connecting. Connecting your world to another, always waiting in the wings. Connecting your mind to the pleasurable intent before you, the intent to make you follow. Corridor 1, right to the corner. The first 3 corridors are the longest because they go right to the edge of the books. During turn 1, the heat rises in a wave. The whispers are only light, and her seductive voice teases its gentlest, its least overwhelming. The urge to submit, kneel, be rendered bare, is there, is potent, and does not fade, but it has not yet drowned out thought and sound. You are still a person, and less a puppet. How many hours already have you followed the track, the course of those lines? And then a turn, a right angle, sharp turn, straight forward now. Corridor 2, just as long as the first, but with heat billowing out like waves of warm air. Which is appropriate because you're floating. And the hands are now moving over your body slow, the tendrils invasive, pleasurable. You are a thing which has been worn like a glove or a finger puppet, a thing worn upon a tendril. Corridor 3, it throbs, you clench your belly, helping it along, you welcome the waves, the waves welcome you. This is a gift. and it isn't external. These waves come from within, billow from within. They find their way into you using the natural process of your own body, which echoes with pleasure. You are a pleasure receiver. You are changing frequencies. From the corner of your eye, for of course most of your vision is taken up with the books and its beautiful labyrinth. But from the corner of your eye, you see colours changing, red, to green, to blurring away to blue. And in the end, your mind is wrapped up in it. Corridor 4, which is shorter than the 3 before, and the pulses in your body take on a shorter periodic pulsation as well, moving more quickly, leaving you cut in the spiral inward toward the little square the chocolate was resting on. Heat, a treat. You see the tendrils that slide over your shoulders, pulling you in, pulling you back into her grasp. Corridor 5, also shorter than the first 3, shorter and shorter. 6, and now the time between pleasant heated pulses is at its shortest. You know what will happen, because it has happened 10 times, a dozen, long enough to fail enough time that knowledge which resists being contained has stained the inside of your head and left its vision. Changing your frequencies slowly meandering sideways to a place where you can perceive and be perceived, see, and be seen. And corridor 7, a labyrinth, your eyes following it, intention following it, belief following it. You believe pleasure will come, as it has before. So much will come. Your gift is here. You have called her. She will come. She will be here and you will be within her grasp. You are already. Her tendrils. The long protrusions pressing around your back. Your shoulders. You get the impression red eyes and green, deliberate, long, thick, starring, squirming tendrils into you, pressure into, in some sense of into, inside, 8, 9, and 10. Corridors go by quicker and the pleasure grows. It will only get better. It was ever thus. And the pleasure. Less a storm and more a sudden awareness. Oh! Your body confusedly following after as you already start the labyrinth back at the exterior edge. Amid the groan that makes you grip the counter more firmly. Hands, but not yours. Her palms press against you, beginning to work you over in a massage that commands your limbs to relax as quickly as they tighten. You can see her. You can sense her. She's here. She's here for you. You can almost focus on her. You can only see her when you look away. Which is strange, but for the best, because it lets you focus on the pattern. And lets you feel her rather than observe her. Her, vast and encompassing. Every second you pass through the apartment, you are in contact with her. Nothing inside but a pattern, a maze of lines. Thoughts go into the lines, into the house of the lines, and don't come out. Needn't come out, for the physical changes have begun to happen. Your body can give itself a present, can always give itself a present. Ten corridors, and the presents come easily. This is the world you're in. Huddled forward, braced on the counter, with the books turned on its side, so you can look straight into it, following and tracing the pattern. They were coming the first time, but now you notice them. You went through it the first time, but now you notice what you've gone through, modulating, changing frequencies, tuning in to her, and she's massaging you, a tendril, very long and very agile, finding its way over your skin, over your body, into your mind, into your bed, into your dreams, a constant massage. You open your eyes and examine nothing. Nothing there. Just a dream. Just a fantasy. Just a dream. And no sign of the books. Oh, pity, but what a good dream. And returning home from work. I've left you a gift. Happy holiday. The note left on your door is a strange one. But you guess it's always okay to leave yourself a gift.